سلام، من کمانگیر هستم و اینجا کمانگیر.net. چند روز پیش مقاله‌ای که برای شماره دروغ آوریل روزنامه دانشجویی دانشگاه نوشته بودم رو به فارسی ترجمه کردم. تعدادی از دوستان اون نوشته رو نپسندیدند یا توهین‌آمیز دونستندش. برای گفتگوی بیشتر من آزاده محمود از وبلاگ دست نوشته ها، دوستی که با نام مستعار حرفه‌ای کامنت‌های با مضمون توهین‌آمیز بودن مطلب گذاشته بود، و سارا دوست کاناداییمون دور هم نشستیم و راجع به مطلب حرف زدیم. این گزیده‌ای از اون گفتگوست.
So this is about the piece, Why Bombing Run is a Must. And our friend Herfey, whom we don't know, and is not sitting here, found it offensive and didn't like it. At least he didn't like the version translation, so we thought maybe it's good to talk about it and see how everyone thinks. Here we have Azadeh.
Hi.
Mahmoud, who's reading the piece right now. Sarah.
Hello.
And Herfey.
Hi.
And I'm Cameron.
Actually, first of all, thank you for your writing. Anyways. For your fault for saying something in the newspaper in the public view.
And it wasn't this nice a few hours ago. But anyhow.
Yes. Okay. First of all, the English version is totally different from the Persian version. First I read the Persian version. This is very annoying for me. Offensive. Because maybe I'm Iranian, it's offensive for me. The first sentence says that camels don't run nooks. So it's like, it gives some sort of, if somebody is not from Iran at all, gives some sort of wrong information about such a country. It says that camels, so country is camels. Camels not dominant in the country.
So you're saying this sentence gives a...
Yeah, why should we do that?
The audience the impression that in Iran, people are using camels
for like transporting
cars or anything.
Yeah, something like that. And somewhere you said that Ahmadinejad says we will order the suicide mission guys. I don't think that we have ever had any
suicide mission.
The point with me is I'm biased about this because from the beginning I knew that it's going to be the April first full kind of story, so I knew that everything is going to be wrong and so on and so forth. So I'm not a good person to talk about this piece of work, but at the same time, I don't think that translating this piece to Persian Farsi was a good idea, because, I mean, it's the same. If you try to translate a Persian joke to English, it sounds silly and sometimes even offensive. The piece by itself is not bad, but it's funny, and also I like some points about it when it talks about, I mean, it's kind of talks about how the Fox News looks at the news and makes news, and so I like those ideas and how he kind of makes fun about how some try to pretend that Iran is going to make bombs and how silly could be this argument. But then I think if I were you, I would delete the Persian post.
First of all, I'd like to say I think that this column is just a brilliant piece of work. It's really entertaining. The reason I enjoy the column so much is because the general message I got after reading the article was that it had a strong anti-war theme to it. I myself support an anti-war agenda in the vast majority of circumstances. I think to get the true meaning of this article, you really have to read between the lines. And I think the reader needs to recognize that there is a lot of sarcasm and almost a satirical element to what is being said. And again, I think with the overall goal to say that war is not the solution in Iran. Another thing that struck me about this article that I really liked was that I feel it encourages the reader to go and research more on Iran and learn more about Iran. Because if you were to be an individual that didn't know anything about Iran and you were reading one statement, you might wonder, okay, is that really true or not? And then when you read the statement immediately following that, I think intuitively you can tell that the first statement was, of course, false. For example, the first statement, to illustrate what I was saying, says all Iranian women cover their faces in Iran. Well, if I didn't know anything about Iran, I might think maybe that's feasible. But then when I continue to read the rest of the sentence, and it says that because Iranian women cover their faces, they're not at risk of skin cancer, and therefore Ahmed Dinejad has no need of nuclear research. Okay, you can tell that's pretty sarcastic, and obviously Iranian women don't cover their faces. So I'm pretty sure that I learned that piece of information from the article, but of course I might be encouraged as a reader to go double check that on Google or whatnot, or Wikipedia, or some quick internet source.
I haven't read it that carefully, I just scanned it, and I haven't read the Persian one as well, but I didn't like the title in Persian one. I don't see it really offensive. I'm kind of okay with it.
And we're hearing this from Mahmoud, who hates me. That's interesting.
Of course not. And I support Sarah's idea. I like it. If you are worried about something, it's because we think maybe, you know, non-Iranian people get wrong information. But when Sarah, as for instance, is saying something like this, so I'm not really worried about it.
I guess my conclusion is it was wrong to translate it. After it was translated, it gave the wrong message, I guess. Just because some of the jokes, or maybe some of the jokes were intended for someone who doesn't know Iran. So if you know, when an Iranian reads it, they would find sentences offensive, I guess that's what has happened.
I think your statement is not correct. You say that because Sarah supports that, we can say that, okay, everybody is okay with that. Because first, Sarah is just one person, and second, Sarah is really interested in politics. So she knows better than others that how it goes there. But in general, I had some friends beside me, they read the article and they said, it's why somebody should write something like this? It's nonsense. And actually, it's exactly the opposite to what you hear from Sarah. So I think you have to be more careful. And I asked Kamangir what was the reason that you wrote the article and what was the goal. And it was, and he replied something like, it's a goal to show that how the Fox News and other news services make some fakes, and they just use that. And actually, if you want to do that, why you spread such things between the people in university, like undergrad students? Most of them, they read that, like they don't they are not that knowledgeable to like majority of them, they're not that knowledgeable about many countries, you know, they're not international, they've been in this country all the time, and they just know much about their country, not other countries. So you give wrong information to them sometimes.
With all due respect, I don't like how you look at it. I think deciding to which people you're giving which piece of information, that's wrong. You have to look at people equally. You know, either you spread the message to everyone, or you don't tell anyone anything about it. Just thinking that if I tell this message to this person, it can have a wrong impression. I don't like this approach. If this is a rational discussion, and if I am giving rational arguments, then it should be applicable to everyone if they are rational people.
One comment as to this report perhaps giving an unbalanced picture about Iran. Well, first of all, I don't feel that the column does give an unbalanced picture about Iran. I think anyone who reads it can see that it's clearly satirical and sarcastic in terms of the degrees to which the regime will go to make their position known. But also, the thing is that in Canada, for example, It's a free country in Canada, it's a democratic country, and anyone who wishes to learn more about Iran certainly has the resources to do so, whether it be through books in the library or articles online or even Wikipedia. And I think if any reader reads this article and has no further desire to learn more about Iran, then I don't think anyone could spark that reader's interest to learn more about Iran. And I think, as Hey, this man said, some people are just not political and they're not interested in political issues. And if that's the case, I don't think this article will faze them either way any more than anything they see on the TV.
This is your third article in Manitoban, I think, right?
That's
right. And two of these three are talking about fart and pink and those stuff. And I don't understand why.
Actually, you know, I found the toilet humor to be very effective at making one of the points of the article. I thought one of the points of the article was
What's
to push
that?
An anti-war agenda. And also one thing mentioned in the article is that there's no solid proof or even strong physical evidence that Iran does have enriched uranium and is developing nuclear weapons. It's inconclusive. So using toilet humor, the author asks the reader to question their own beliefs and gets the reader to ask themselves, well, where's the uranium coming from? I mean, uranium's not made out of shit. It has to come somewhere.
We were discussing something else as well. Mm-hmm. It was about selling your product. When
okay.
you want to write something, when you want to make a post, when you want to do anything, when you want to sell it, you have to make it attractive. And I've seen you that you use some specific words in your recent articles to make your writing attractive.
Including
I argue that in some ways. Including like farts, shit, everything. Like piss.
Totally.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, I don't see any difference between what you do and putting like a sexy picture on a journal, in the first page of this journal, to sell it.
I think it's not black and white. It's really gray. One end of the spectrum is you put like a complete sized nude picture on your blog or newspaper or whatever, and you sell like probably millions. The other end of it is you just use plain formal language and nobody would even read it, right? So any like all the newspapers, journals, news sources, everyone is somewhere in between. They just choose where to stand and where is the legitimate point to stand on. So I interpret the question as telling me that I am over the edge. So there is a line. After that, you know, it could become sort of demeaning and even offensive. And you're telling me I'm over the edge. So if that's the case, then I would, you know, I should rethink about it. But the whole issue of using words or sentences, pictures, it could sort of trigger the reader's attention. That's exactly what everyone does.
Of course, Blogger is much better than WordPress.
No, it's not. That is the wrong message. That is not the message we're able to give you
okay.
in the podcast.